You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 243. And on today's show, I'm going to share with you the 12 things that successful people do differently. Now, this is just not direct sales, but it's across the board with entrepreneurs. So you're going to want to listen and you're going to want to take notes. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hello and welcome to the show. It's Jackie Elmer and I appreciate you spending some time here with me at the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Hope you are doing well. I just returned from a great brainstorming trip up the beach, up the coast in Pismo with a good friend of mine. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It got me started thinking about goals and different things like that and the things that successful people do that make them successful and keep them successful. So I wanted to really share those on today's show. But in the meantime, I wanted to let you know that my coaching program is open. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. I don't know what it is you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for some social media help. I've got my do-it-yourself program over there that takes you through everything that I've done over the last 16 years to be successful. I teach you how to set up a blog, create lead capture, how to develop your free giveaway to begin building your list. And then we really tackle social media, creating content, and those marketing funnels that bring people back to you. That's such an important thing to do. You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of people think that they can get it all done with a YouTube channel and a Facebook business page. You want to be careful about that. Those are very important parts of your overall plan, but it's not your entire plan. You don't own those platforms. And while you want to use them regularly, daily, weekly, monthly, you want to have a home base that you own and bring people back to, and you want to be building your list from there. All right, so let's talk about the 12 things that successful people do a little differently than most people. And of course, number one isn't going to be a big surprise. Number one is they create and they pursue SMART goals. And I'm also going to add something. They write those goals down. They get them out of their head and they get them written down. Now, you've probably heard the term before, but SMART goal, S-M-A-R-T, that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound, okay? And, you know, there's a little bit of variable in some of that. And over on the show notes at jackieelmer.com/243, I will have these listed out and some things to keep in mind about those SMART goals and, you know, the time part of them, a measurable, and, you know, some different things like that. Okay, the second thing is they take decisive and immediate action. Okay, they don't sit around analyzing everything, learning all about it, thinking over things, looking at videos and training and that type thing. You have to get out there and take decisive and immediate action. You have to get your business into go in order to learn and grow and be successful. You know, the beauty of direct sales is an on-the-job training. You get paid as you learn if you'll get into action with this particular career choice. And that's the beauty of it. You know, there's that saying, you can't do it right to the wrong person or wrong to the right person, but you got to be out there taking action and taking immediate action with what you're doing. So I want you to think about that. How often are you taking decisive and immediate action? Okay, number three, they focus on being productive and not being busy. Now I want you to just think back on the last week in your direct sales business. How much of that time was spent on busy work? And how much of the time that you spent in your business was on productive work? Now, we know what busy work is. Busy work is listening to podcasts like this. Not that it's not important. I'm happy you're here and I'm glad that you're here. It's getting out in the Facebook news feed and watching those cute, funny videos and thinking that you're out there working on your business and, You know, it's going through email, it's reading, you know, the latest company blog, it's different things like that. And it's not that some of those things don't serve a place in your business, they do, but you have to make sure that first and foremost, you're focused on the productive times, those income producing actions and times, and then you can do some of the other stuff. Okay, number four, successful people make logical, informed decisions. Logical, informed decisions. I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. You can think about that and see how you feel like you measure up with that. And by the way, if you go over to my business page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, I have a little graphic of this up, and I'd love you to, for you to go over there and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 12 where you see yourself fitting into your success rate on this these 12 different things. Okay. Number five, they avoid the trap of trying to make things look perfect. Oh, this is so important. You don't have to be perfect. And I know we struggle with this. We want the perfect script. What's the perfect thing that we say to people? What's the perfect opening line? You know, I get this all the time, even from my own team. It's like, which video works the best? Which product should I focus on? Which this, which that? There's not a right or wrong. There's really what resonates most with you. And then you just getting into action and testing and trying and tweaking and failing your way to success. And I hate to use that word failure because I don't really feel like there are any failures, but it's really getting out there and taking that action that's going to create, you know, more for you in your life and in your business. Okay, number six, they work outside of their comfort zone. Oh, I know you're probably so sick of hearing this, that everything great happens outside of your comfort zone, but I assure you that it does. And let's face it, we all have fears. We have spent a lot of time in the first 90 days of 2016 focused on fears and getting over fears and addressing fears and what it really means and all that type thing. But really, it's not like we overcome fears. It's not like that fear totally goes away. We just put it aside and move beyond it for a bit and then see how that feels. And every time we do that, we're stretching that comfort zone just a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. And pretty soon, you'll find that it's easier and easier to get outside your comfort zone, and what felt uncomfortable before doesn't anymore. But you have to take that first step, and you've got to step away from that comfort zone and move a little further into the deep, dark unknown. And what I can tell you about that deep, dark unknown is that there's really a very bright, shiny light in there. Okay, number seven, and this one is so important. They keep things simple. You know, we know this about network marketing. It's a simple business. It really is. It's not always easy. And it's not easy because it gets difficult for us in our head. It's not that it's not easy to do it. And it's certainly simple. You know, we do just a few specific things. We share what we do with a few people who become our customers. We work with the ones who want to be our customers. We don't browbeat the ones who don't. And we share the opportunity side with those customers and with others along our journey. And the same thing, we work with the ones who see the potential and want to join us. And we don't worry about the other ones other than following up and staying in touch, because we know that over time, the timing will be right for some of them. So keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. Use tools. Don't try to explain too much. Don't get overly concerned about the process. Find a good third-party tool that your upline's using or someone in your company is using to be successful, and reach out and make contact every single day with a certain number of people. That goes back to number one, creating those SMART goals. I recommend setting some goals around number of new people you're going to contact each and every day around your business. That's what's going to take on the rest of them. It's going to help you take decisive action. It's going to move you outside of your comfort zone. It's going to keep you being productive. It's going to stop you from making things look perfect. When you think about that, number seven is so very important. Keep things simple. Number eight, they focus on making small, continuous improvements. That's what we do all along the way. Every time you open your mouth to share your opportunity, you get just a little bit better. Even if you stumble and fumble that time, it does something for you and reminds you to stick to a script, stick to bullet points, stick to what you want to say, stick to those things, and at least you're in action and trying and testing and seeing where you're going to make a difference. So that's a big part of it. You're constantly making small, continuous improvements in what you do. All right, number 9, they measure and track their progress. I'm so big on measuring what you do. Every month at the end of the month, you should be able to look back and see exactly who you reached out to and contacted, who is new. You should be able to look back and see who you actually shared the opportunity with. Who did you take it to step number 2 with? They actually looked. Who did you sell products to? Who did you follow up with? Who did you reach out to? What action steps did you take? You want to measure and track your progress. Okay, that's an important part of it. So often when I'm coaching with people, they'll say to me, my business just isn't working. The first thing I have them do is get out their day timer and let's take a look at what you did today. Let's take a look at what you did last week. Let's take a look at what you did last month and let's see how things are going. And very often it's like, well, you know, I mean, yeah, I was really busy last week. I've been really busy this last month. And well, of course things aren't working. Okay. Everybody has stuff that goes on in their life. If you open a franchise, you have other stuff that goes on in your life. It's not like the children go away and it's not like family obligations go away or any of that. It's just that you've invested a whole lot more money and you're more committed to seeing the job through to be successful. So, you know, what you definitely want to do is realize that you've got to measure and track your progress in order to look back, and you've got to be taking those productive action steps and you know, powering through no matter what life throws at you to do something every day. Okay, number 10, they maintain a positive outlook as they learn from mistakes. Okay, that's like making those small improvements and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Okay, you have to stay positive. All of us do things in our business and in our life where we go, oh man, I wish I could have a do-over. But you know what? We all make little mistakes. You can't make very big mistakes in network marketing. Maybe you say too much to a prospect, or you chase them too hard, or you try to make things sound too easy, easier than they are. And we look back and think, gosh, you know, I wish I hadn't said that or whatever. We all have that. But the important thing is to stay positive. Don't beat yourself up too badly and learn from those mistakes. Okay, number 11, they spend time with the right people. They spend time with the right people. There's two things that come to mind for me with this. Number one is spending time with the right people on your team, the ones who say yes, the ones who are working, not chasing down the ones who, you know, aren't, or who are procrastinating, or who are not coachable, different things like that. And then the next one that comes to mind is attending your company convention. That is the best way to get around the right people with the right mindset, who have the tools, have the knowledge, have the experience under their belt to help you move forward in your business. So you want to make sure that you're spending time with the right people and getting around positive, motivated, successful people in your company is a great way to do that in the overall profession of network marketing, and certainly in your own team, working with the ones who are taking action and making things happen right now. And then number 12, the final one, is they maintain balance in their life. Now, I've shared before, balance is a bit of a myth, okay? We are constantly out of balance. That's just part of life. It doesn't matter what you're doing. There's always those times that you feel out of balance. But I guess for me, I've come to terms with the fact that's part of being balanced in what I'm doing. I'm making sure that I'm spending quality time with my family and with those relationships that matter, spending quality time with myself, taking care of my health, taking care of my spirituality, taking care of me as a person, and certainly taking care of my business, which helps me have those other areas that I desire. It helps allow me to have the time to spend to do the things that I want. You know, I mentioned I just got back from Pismo Beach and it was a quick trip just up the coast, 2 hours up the coast. But I took my daughter, who's in town for spring break. You know, we threw the top down on the mini convertible and we cruised up the coast right alongside the beach up the 101, looking out at the sparkling water, listening to the sparkling ocean, that is, listening to great music and just spending time together. And it was so fun. And you know what? I had an amazing 24 hours of sales off my website. Sales in my direct sales company, new team members coming in and making sales and that type thing. And I just thought to myself, I'm so glad that I've created a business and automated so much of it through the tools of social media that I'm able to literally get away. I never opened up my computer, never did any of that. I checked in on my phone just a little bit, but I was able to truly get away, brainstorm, do some great things like that, and my business was still growing and thriving, and yet I was able to get away, stay in touch just as I needed to, and that's the beauty of creating some type of balance in your direct sales business. Come back here, and I'm going to share what that has looked like for me. You know, a big part of creating a Pinch Me business has been automating my business. It has been taking my business to social media. And so what I really want to encourage you to do is two things. I want to encourage you to go over to JackieElmer.com, click on the link that says Build Your Biz Online. That goes through. That'll help you get set up on a WordPress blog. You can download my WordPress setup guide. But I also want to encourage you to take it a step further and join my Direct Sales Online Coach program and take the time to go through it and take the action steps that are necessary to get you out there. Okay, everything that I share there is exactly what I did. I didn't shortcut anything. I didn't try to get out on social media before I had a blog and a lead capture place. A page and a place to bring people back to so I could capture them as a lead. So get on over to JackieElmer.com. You'll find a link in the show notes. That's at JackieElmer.com/243. I would love to see you create that Pinch Me business so that you can go away and travel and have your business constantly be growing, having new sales coming in, new leads, team members, and all that type stuff while you're away enjoying time with your family. So please do that for me. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.